Hello, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenlatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, an interview with somebody in the podcast space, tips on podcasting, and so much more. So let's get into it, shall we? Before we get started with this week's episode, let's hear from our sponsor. 10 years ago, Malcolm Smith was the host of Strange Air, a successful radio show about the paranormal. One night, during a live broadcast, Malcolm vanished into thin air. To this day, no one knows what happened. Now his daughter, Chase Smith, is in her last year of film school, and she's making a documentary about her father's disappearance. Strange Air is a new sci-fi thriller featuring the voices of Natalie Lander and Patrick Fabian from Better Call Saul. Strange Air is available on all of your favorite podcast platforms. Happy Almost 22 and welcome to the show, everybody. What a year it's been for podcasts, both for creators and for listeners. This isn't quite our last episode of the year, so I'll save the reflections and recaps for next week. For this week, though, start thinking about what your favorite podcast was that we recommended in our weekly list throughout this year. We're going to ask for them in next week's newsletter and then make an epic blog post out of it. 2022 means Earbuds is turning 5 years old, which is nuts. Just a note that we'll have a party in person in New York City in February, depending on how this Omicron variant goes. Hopefully, things won't get too out of hand and we can still party in person. And we'll also have an internet-based party and giveaways throughout the month of February, so stay tuned for more information on that. Let's see what's on the agenda for today. This week's theme for our newsletter is memoirs. Our curator is Cindy Burnett. In a moment, you'll hear a chat between me and Cindy all about books. After my chat with Cindy, you'll hear from Laura Joyce Davis, host of the podcast Shelter in Place. Laura will intro us into a trailer for the newest season of her show. Then we'll have some more audio recommendations for you in the form of our spotlight pick. Then we'll close it out for the week. So, about Cindy Burnett, this week's Earbuds curator and guest on the podcast. Cindy is the host of the Thoughts from a Page podcast, where she interviews authors about their latest works and others in the book world about their jobs and the books that they love. An avid reader and book reviewer, Cindy loves to talk about books everywhere that she can. In addition to hosting her podcast, she actively promotes books that she loves on social media. She writes two columns for The Buzz magazines, reviews books monthly for bookreporter.com, and as a shereads.com contributor, she writes best of book articles in the genres of historical fiction. She's also the co-creator of Conversations from a Page, a Houston author event series that brings authors and readers together in a relaxed and welcoming setting. The group recently added an online book club as well. Let's get into my chat with Cindy. Hey, Cindy, how are you?
I'm good, Arielle. How are you?
I'm great. And I told you before we got started that I was going to let the listeners know that I am recording in a somewhat noisy environment, so they may hear some not ideal sounds. So just wanted to get that out of the way. So please forgive me, dear listener. And with that out of the way, Cindy, I'm excited to have you on the show to chat all things books.
I am so excited to be here to chat all things books.
So how did you first discover your love for books?
Oh, I've loved to read since I was little. I learned to read young, and I was one of those kids that would sit under the covers with the flashlight long after I was supposed to go to bed, finishing a book. And I just have always loved to read. But about 6 years ago, I really started getting involved in the world of publishing and meeting authors, reviewing books, and all of that.
What is your favorite genre?
I probably have two favorite genres. More recently, memoir. And then the other is historical fiction. I do a lot of historical fiction reading and then writing about it for various publications.
You're based in Houston, is that right?
I am exactly based in Houston, yes.
So what is the Houston book scene like for folks if they wanted to check that out or get more involved?
There's a lot going on here. We have several very strong independent bookstores. We have a wonderful program called Imprint that's huge, that brings in all sorts of award-winning, well-known authors. I have a literary salon that I manage with a friend of mine that's been going on for several years. We actually bring in authors 8 or 9 times a year, pairing them together, have people come and listen to them speak. So there's all sorts of wonderful things going on here in Houston.
And how did you decide to bring your love for books into the audio space? And what does that look like for you?
So because of this literary salon that I was just mentioning, I interview the authors together and I really enjoy it. And I was getting a lot of great feedback about interviewing them. They were enjoying the interviews. People are like, you really seem to like it. You know, you have a knack for it. So they kept saying, you should do a podcast. And I was like, I don't have time for a podcast. I didn't even really know anything about podcasting. And then March 2020 hit and there was, you know, nothing happening. We were all sitting at home. I was doom scrolling. And I thought, maybe that would be a good place to direct my energy, kind of take away some of my anxiety, give me something to focus on. So unknowingly, even then, after I did all of my research, how much time podcasting takes, I launched in June of 2020.
And tell us about your show. What is it about?
Well, when I first started, I was interviewing only authors and I was interviewing them about their latest releases, kind of giving me an in-depth look at, you know, why they wrote the book, maybe something different that they haven't told other people. I love to talk about titles and covers because I don't think there's enough focus on that. So I was doing that. And then people started asking me other questions like, have you spoken to a cover designer or have you spoken to a publicist? So I broadened my reach and now I'd still continue to interview authors and that's so much fun, but I also interview others in the industry as well. So I recently interviewed the CEO of Libro FM, the audiobook platform. And I have a cover designer episode coming up soon. I've talked to publicists. I'm working on speaking to an editor. I speak to bookstore owners, kind of anybody that's involved in the book world.
So the theme that you chose for this week is memoirs. So we're talking about podcast recommendations on the theme of memoirs. Why did you choose this theme?
Well, memoirs is not a genre that I have historically listened to. Much like launching the podcast during the pandemic, I also caught and got more invested in memoirs during the pandemic. I don't know why they suddenly started appealing to me. I think there are more and more coming out, but I also think that I have started listening to audiobooks a little bit. And some of these memoirs on audiobook are just fantastic. Like I've been listening to Will Smith's one that just came out, and he's got all this music in the background and his rapping, and it really kind of brings the whole story to life. And also, I just love learning more about other people, especially some of the different people whose memoirs have come out recently, like Will, Gabrielle Union, and different people like the one I'm going to talk about with my episode, Lee Tran, who came over from Vietnam and what it was like to be an immigrant in the 1990s. So I just feel like it kind of truly puts you in someone else's shoes.
Let's dive into your podcast picks. So you chose five episodes on the theme of memoirs. And the first one comes from the podcast, The Stacks. And the episode is called Disrupting the Systems That Cage Us with Marlon Peterson. What is that one about?
So Marlon spent time in prison and he is talking about his book that came out called Bird Uncaged, his time in prison, the fact that prison often makes things worse for people that have been sent to prison instead of better, that the idea is reform, but instead half the time you are caged, as he references in his title. But also you're just learning other things from different people there. You're mistreated, that it's an unpleasant system all the way around. And then also they talk a little bit about people of color and what that's like and the justice system related to them, George Floyd and how that's changed some of the conversations, but not changed them completely. It's just a fascinating listen. And actually, I have not listened to his book yet, but I really want to after listening to her episode with him.
The next episode comes from the podcast, Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books, and it's called Kwame Onwuachi.
Okay, so Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books is a podcast run by Zibby Owens, who is a rock star in the book world. She has three or four podcasts. She's just launched her own press. She hosts all these fabulous events. She is everywhere. So this is one of my favorite memoirs that I have read in the last couple of years. It's called Notes from a Young Black Chef. So she interviews Kwame, who had a restaurant in DC that spectacularly failed. And he writes about that in his memoir, that he thought that it was the time and the place for that restaurant, but that it didn't go well for him. So it was just interesting to hear his own perspective in the interview after I'd read the book. And also he talks about fashion because he's known for his clothes. He talks about nail polish because he had taken his nieces to get their nails painted and he got his nails painted. So now he has his nails painted all the time and he's launched a nail polish line. So Wow. It was just an interesting interview. She's a ton of fun to listen to. I will listen to any of Zibby's podcasts. They're so much fun, very entertaining. And I really liked hearing Kwame talk about his book.
The next episode comes from the podcast Thoughts from a Page and is called Lee Tran.
So that's me. And I love this book. It's actually one of my top reads of 2021. And the book is called House of Sticks. I spoke to Lee, who immigrated from Vietnam with her family in the 1990s, came from a small town, and the title is one of the things that I actually loved so much about this episode. When I asked her about it, I obviously was envisioning that House of Sticks would mean her home in Vietnam, which it did, but she ended up talking about six different ways that House of Sticks applied to her book and all sorts of different, you know, relevant, but also some of them very straightforward and some of them more kind of, I don't know, mythical or whatever you want to call it. I also felt that listening to Lee's conversation, what it was like to come from Vietnam to Queens, not know English, be kind of just thrown into the city, thrown into a school where you didn't know the language, was very helpful. It was a great way to put myself in someone else's shoes, especially with all the immigration conversations we've been having today.
How, just for folks who might be listening and are podcasters themselves, how do you land these amazing guests on your show?
Well, when I started, I reached out to authors that I knew already. I do a lot of book writing, not writing books, but writing about books. I have a number of book columns and different types of Q&As I've done. So I had a lot of relationships with authors. So I started with four or five that I knew, and then I asked them who they would recommend, and then I got on publishers' lists. So these days, I'm just pitched, and then I just kind of pick and choose. I thought it would be really hard to run two episodes a week when I started to fill them, but if I had the time and energy, I could probably run 40 a week. There are so many books out there. So I feel like I'm saying no to about every, you know, I don't know. I'm saying no all the time and yes to just a few, but I try to pick the ones that I really like.
All right. Well, let's go to your next podcast pick. This is the fourth podcast pick. It comes from The Shit No One Tells You About Writing, and it's called When You Don't Make Shit Up. What's that about?
So this is Bianca Murray's podcast, and she's an author, actually. And she launched this podcast around the time I launched mine. But about 8 months ago, she ended up partnering up with some agents. So the focus of her podcast has always been about writing. So the writing side of things, when she interviews authors, there's always a theme. And, you know, what writing issue are they tackling? But when she ended up pairing up with these agents, now they actually will read letters, pitch letters, and they'll get involved in all the kinds of ins and outs. But this was prior to that happening, this episode. So I thought it was fascinating because they talk all about memoir writing. So versus the actual memoir that Kelly has written, they talk about what the process is like and the fact that when you're writing a memoir, it's a little different than other nonfiction, whether you need to ask permission. You know, you're writing your own story when you write memoir. But of course, you can't write your own story without writing other people's stories from your perspective as well. So whether you should ask for permission from those people, what that looks like, whether you would have other people reading ahead of time, the fact-checking process, the publisher's responsibilities, it's a really fascinating look at the process of writing a memoir.
Does it touch on ethics as well?
A little bit, yes. And so it's interesting because, you know, there's all this talk about fact-checking and these books that get out into the world that aren't accurate. And with memoir, it's a little different because it's really somebody's perspective versus, you know, a historical event that it's just, you know, their perspective of what happened.
Let's go to your last recommendation. It comes from the podcast, The Downtown Writers Jam, and is called Uncomfortably Numb with Meredith O'Brien.
So Brad talks with Meredith about her book, which is called Uncomfortably Numb, about her MS diagnosis. So they talk about the book and how she came up, you know, how she came to terms with her diagnosis, but they also talk about all sorts of different things as well. So this podcast is a little bit different than the others that I've talked about because for the most part, people are talking in the others about their books and, you know, issues related to the books. But Brad and Meredith kind of go down various rabbit trails and just chat away about all sorts of things. So it was kind of an interesting take on an author interview that varies a little bit from some of the others.
So how many books do you read, let's say, per month?
It usually is somewhere between 15 and 20.
And are you a big skimmer? Are you good at skimming?
I am good at skimming. I will skim books that I like but don't love. But if I love the book, I don't want to skim it. So I end up, you know, really savoring it. And I have been doing more audiobooks. I do audiobooks mainly with nonfiction, but, you know, you can really speed them up. And I can put it on in the car when I'm running errands, when I'm doing laundry, when I'm doing whatever. So that's kind of really helped me fit in some more books in recent times.
Well, are you a writer yourself or have you ever had aspirations?
Nope. The only writing I do is like book reviewing and writing about it that way. But no, I don't have any interest. I'm like the one person on the planet that doesn't plan to write a book.
So where can people find you and follow you and stay connected if they are interested in learning more about what you do?
So I have a website, thoughtsfromapage.com, and it is run by PodPage, which I have absolutely loved. And so everything is there. All of my links, the podcast, the various platforms you can listen to it on, all the columns I write, my literary salon, my blog, it's all there together.
And one book recommendation before we let you go.
Oh, gosh, that's always really hard. Well, I said I'm listening to Will by Will Smith, and that is wonderful. And then I just finished, and it's an older one, and it's Save Me the Plums by Ruth Reichel. And she was the editor at Gourmet and a restaurant critic. And I just loved that audiobook. I felt like I was listening to a friend tell me her life story. I just, after I was done, I was like, I miss Ruth. So it was a wonderful listen.
Cindy, thank you so much for joining me on Feedback with Your Buds.
Thank you so much for having me, Ariel.
Thank you so much to Cindy Burnett for joining me in the virtual earbuds studio powered by squadcast.fm. You can find links to all of the podcasts that Cindy mentioned as part of this week's theme in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, earbudspodcastcollective.org. Do you want to curate a list for us? Anyone can do so. And when you curate a list for us, you can include one of your own episodes if you host a podcast yourself. Learn more at our website. Next up, let's hear from Laura Joyce Davis.
Hi, Earbuds listeners. This is Laura from Shelter in Place, a narrative nonfiction podcast about questioning the new normal and reimagining what life could be. If you like This American Life, Snap Judgment, or The Moth, chances are you'll feel right at home with Shelter in Place. Here's what it sounds like. Some days, all I want to do is escape. I'm not just talking about getting out of my house. I'm talking about standing in a cathedral of redwoods, or the one time I saw the Northern Lights. That feeling that I'm part of something bigger. Escape can be small, too. Like the checkout worker who knows me, even though we've never seen each other's faces, or the friend who hugs me and won't let go. That kind of escape flips a switch. It reminds me that even when the world is on fire, there is also beauty and delight. I can let my guard down. For a moment, I'm home. Welcome to Shelter in Place, a podcast about embracing the journey in a world forever changed. We spent season two on a pandemic odyssey that brought us from one coast to the other and back again. In season three, we're bringing you stories in search of home.
What do I want to welcome back into my life, and what do I want to leave behind?
We're not sure what home looks like anymore, but we know what we want from it.
I want to know that I belong here.
Not because of what I accomplished or earned,
but because of who I am.
I want a home
where we don't pretend
that our world isn't broken, but we're creating beauty from that brokenness.
We're exploring how to be human in a way that feels expansive rather than exhausting. We're learning how to escape not out of life, but into it. Listen wherever you get podcasts or head to shelterinplacepodcast.org to join us on this journey in search of home.
I am a huge fan of the music that is used in that trailer. Thank you so much to Laura for sending in those clips and for introducing us to the next season of Shelter in Place. You can find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Next up, it is spotlight time. In addition to our weekly five podcast picks, we also spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. The idea is that if you have absolutely no interest in this week's theme, you can still check out the Spotlit podcast for some more audio content from us. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlit in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, we're spotlighting the podcast The Urbanist from Monocle 24. I discovered this podcast through the Podcast 30 hashtag. Elena Fernandez Collins shared it. Thank you so much. Here's a description of the show. With an influential audience of city mayors, urban planners, and architects, this is Monocle's guide to making better cities, be it new technology, state-of-the-art subways, or compact apartments. You can find Monocle 24's The Urbanist wherever you get your podcasts. Two quick things before we close out this week's episode. First up, go to clever.fm/creators. Clever.fm is creating the YouTube of podcasting, and they're offering the first 100 podcast hosts free white glove services to help tag and link out content in their shows. If you're looking for a way to have listeners interact with your content more easily, Clever.fm is that solution. Their app allows creators to link out to content that's discussed on their shows. So if I say clever.fm/link, that link will be available for you to click on in the Clever app. Details in the show notes. The website is clever.fm/creators. And next, the Squadcast Scavenger Hunt is on for the month of December. Go to contest.squadcast.fm to learn more and to register. Prizes are worth more than $5,000 and include mics, headphones, t-shirts, marketing services, hosting services, editing software, memberships at podcast networking groups, and so much more. It is free to participate. All you got to do is go to contest.squadcast.fm, complete a bunch of internet-based tasks, rack up some points, and win some big prizes. To the hunt! That is it for this week of Feedback with Earbuds. We're back next week with more podcast recommendations. Thank you to this week's sponsors, Strange Air Podcast and Clever.fm. Check them out, and I hope you have a great week of listening to amazing podcasts. Feedback with Earbuds is written by me, Arielle Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonsky. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.